This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Welp.
Here we
are.
Day.
Woo!
Woo! You're not going to say anything? Okay. Tia, hey.
I didn't know if there was going to be a big thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like the first, like, it was the show started and you're here.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Erica. Yay!
Yay! I thought maybe you guys were going to like pretend like I wasn't here and then be like, hey, guess what? I don't know. We didn't talk about it.
No, we don't talk on this show. We just turn the mics on and we go.
We barely get to look him in the eye. Talk to him.
What are you doing?
That's a joke. Now he's really looking at me in the eyes. I don't like that.
Okay.
It's not better.
Well, it's a good thing we got somebody to replace you on the show.
Oh, no.
Yes. So Erica has joined the show. She's from far away. You're going to get to know her. Like, we've tussled with the idea of, like, do we just sit here and, like, talk to you today the whole show and go, like, tell us when you were born
no.
and tell us when, like, we're just
boring. Your life history.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just, like, slowly but surely, T-Hack and Aaron kind of came onto the show, and then we learned.
We used to go by slowly and surely.
Yes.
Like, he was surely.
I hate you guys.
You guys are on a roll.
You're going to get to know Erica because she's got a longer contract than anybody in the room. I think that's probably true.
Only because I signed it after you guys because I was the most recently hired.
So Erica is a new show member and welcome, welcome.
Thank
you. Here's your trial by fire.
Oh.
We're now going to talk about, I just want to say this, 100%. Sometimes weird topics come up on the show, and I don't want you to think that the two boys in the room always make it, oh, let's do poop topic today. Let's talk about poop.
Well, Aaron, have you tried to talk about poop recently?
Not recently, because the last time that that was a topic, I was not here. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, today's topic is Aaron's idea.
It is.
What is it, Aaron?
Barf.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
Because I said, let's go all the way.
I digress.
All right, so we're doing, you want to hear people's barf stories, and is it because you have a...
I've been holding on to a story since the first time we met Erica, which was...
Hold up, this is an Erica story?
Oh, wow. It is.
Wait. I don't think I barfed.
Well, I mean...
She didn't smell that bad.
She came into town and like little behind the scenes, we did some like practice breaks, whatever. We went and got dinner at Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
Dinner? Did we eat?
We ate a lot.
Yeah. We did?
And we ate
so
a lot
much.
Of different
oh,
things.
Oh, that's right. There was like a record label guy there that we tried to get to pay for it.
Yeah. He didn't. But that's
we
okay.
Did. I went hog wild. We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. They brought out like separate gluten-free bread for me. We had tuna tartare or beef tartare.
Eggs. Oh my God, we had deviled eggs.
So many deviled eggs.
Because they misunderstood and they brought like three orders of deviled eggs.
Yes.
We had like four dozen.
We had the tater tots. We all had drinks. Like it was so much.
If this has to do with all those things being mixed in one of our stomachs, I don't want the rest of the story.
I had to unbutton my pants on the drive home and I am driving and I'm like, I don't feel too good. And so I'm just like cruising and I'm like, I need to call someone. I need a distraction because I'm going to throw up.
No.
So I call this dude that I'm seeing and I'm just like, he thought it was really cute. He just thought I wanted to chat with him. I'm like, please.
You're
just
trying to get talked down off
yes,
the ledge.
Yeah. And it's just getting worse and worse. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to throw up. I'm on Hampton and I go to puke out my window.
No, you don't.
My window's rolled up.
Aaron.
Oh no.
And so it goes all over my window, in the cracks of it, in my vents, on my steering wheel, on my dashboard, on my clothes.
It's such a so surprising much. Moment, too. Because yes. You're like, I am getting this away from me, yeah. And it's not going
Why didn't
anywhere.
You roll down the window?
I don't know. And so I like hang up on the guy because I'm like, I don't want him to hear me puking.
It's splattering
everywhere.
And you can't do
anything.
It's much like a
projectile?
Katana.
Yeah.
And it's when it's coming, like you can't
stop it.
There's no Kegel muscle to stop vomit.
Well,
your brain. You can't stop. No, you can't.
Yeah. Like, once it's up, it was so much that like I couldn't swallow it back down.
And it was all double day.
This was months ago that Erica came to town, like 6 months ago.
And if you look at my car window, there are still lines every time I roll down the window because I think there's still puke in the
door.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I hate to tell you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Lovely service of Ocean Prime. We had a great time.
Oh, my God. I love Ocean Prime, and it was not their fault.
It wasn't at all. No, I was just so
gluttonous.
Can
I just say, barfing deviled eggs
no.
would be one of the worst things? Because theirs are, like, 4 inches tall because they, like, fluff
ruffle.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the problem.
There was
too many deviled eggs.
Yeah.
You guys would have stuck to the bread like I did.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be in this spot.
All right. So here's the deal. If you have a barf story, this is where we want you to call in. We can disguise you. We have VD.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a barf story, call and tell yours. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Erica?
Yeah.
Do you have a vomit
There's
story?
There's no scenario where anyone tops what Erin
you
just
top
told
it,
us.
I
have a barf story.
Okay, well, let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm part Jewish. And this is where we begin.
I don't know how that relates in any way, shape, or form.
We're going to get there in a second.
Okay.
So one night in high school, I believe what happened was that my parents were out of town. They were split up. So I was like on my own. I decided to make matzo ball soup. But then the problem is I then proceeded to go out with my friends because like mom and dad were gone, right? I am in my best friend's car. She was sober. She was driving me home. And I look at her and I say, I'm going to throw up matzo ball soup right now. And we pulled over on the side of the road and matzo balls came out.
Ew.
You could still see them?
They're already soggy. You know?
Yeah, made to throw up.
They're almost like bouncy balls, just like down and back up.
Yeah, but softer to make it an easy experience.
Did she hold your hair? Did she do the friendship thing?
She was laughing so hard. She was driving like her brother's truck, and I'm just in the corner of it, just on the road.
But you were able to get it outside the vehicle.
I did, and that's why I'm so horrified.
Yeah,
like you. Vomit lines on your window to this day.
Okay. All right. Hack, if you have a story, we'll have to get to it in a moment.
Okay. No, I have stories.
Was yours alcohol related, Erica?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like 17.
So it was matzah and like peach schnapps or something?
Matzah and probably remember the like UV blue?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, it would have been raspberry Smirnoff. That's what we drank. Yep. Ew.
All right. If you got a good... I won't make it through many. So,
that sound effect, the end, is kind of...
Because you know what that sound
so
is?
It's so chunky.
It's the splatter against a window is what it is. You can hear it like going, whap, 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 whap.
It's the eggs.
All right, if you've got a barf story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's some problems in the studio. Erin, you all right?
Yeah, my chair got stuck.
You gonna barf or are you
no,
good?
I'm good.
All right. We're looking for your barf stories, and there's a class action lawsuit forming for Erin's story.
Someone texted in a really gross one. They said, I remember chasing vodka with milk. And then I remember.
What?
And then I remember later puking in the gutter. Never use milk as a chaser.
Who would?
I don't know.
They deserved that.
What?
They deserved that.
What? What? Okay. Okay. Jason?
Yay.
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 Barf, what you got?
Okay, so in college, some friends came down to visit me. and I had eaten George Foreman chicken breast and a bunch of spaghetti. We get back from being out at the bars, and I projectile vomit all over my apartment, like all over the place, all the way to the bathroom. Totally disgusting.
Pasta, chicken. Pasta, what sauce? What sauce was on the pasta? Was it like Alfredo?
Red sauce.
Huh?
It was college, so it was just straight out of the jar. You know?
Yeah. Right. Oh, jarred sauce.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So, and so I go immediately to bed. Wake up the next morning, just like there's no way I've got to deal with this. And my apartment is spotless. It's all clean. My friend woke up in the morning and assumed that it was him. And
Oh, that's the best.
He cleaned it. It was the best.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you were a mess last night, man.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Sonia.
Yay.
Barf.
I went to a party and I got pretty wasted and I was barfing. And as I was barfing, this guy I had a crush on from high school was hitting on me.
Okay. While you're barfing?
Weird on his part.
Have you? Yeah, never mind. There's just a. It sounds bad, but like sometimes.
Are you gonna say that you have a barfing fetish?
Because sometimes you've been drinking together and you're both really tipsy and you're just like, I was really thinking about making out with you, and like when you're done barfing.
No.
No, that's gross. It's not the first time I got hit on while vomiting.
You must be hot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you sound hot enough to. I have made out with somebody right after they barfed.
Ugh.
I got him a toothbrush.
Sure.
Joey.
Yay.
Barf.
So it wasn't me that barfed, it was me that had to clean it up. I was working security at a restaurant downtown, and somebody was using the ladies' restroom. A lady was using the ladies' restroom and was doing restroom stuff, but had been really drunk and was putting on her makeup and dropped her compact in the toilet just before turning around and throwing up. So unfortunately, we had to empty the toilet of multiple different types of body fluids.
Oh, no.
In order to get the compact out of the exit valve.
Why?
In order to clean it out.
Well, it can't flush.
Yeah.
She's not going to use it, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was over here going, buy a new compact for this woman.
Yeah.
No, they would clog the toilet.
Yeah, but can't you just put something else down in there?
Do you know like, what a compact is?
It's like, yeah, but can't, like a claw?
It's plastic. Oh, it is
a claw, maybe. Toilet.
So what'd you use to get everything out? I don't know. I don't think I've... Never mind.
No.
I don't think I want to know. Never mind. Michelle.
Yes.
Barf.
Yeah, so I was underage drinking with friends of mine. We were at a party, and I was the DD. So we left the party. My best friend, I was driving her car. She got shmammered on apple puckers. And like Aaron, she got really car sick on our drive home, and she tried to vomit out the window, completely missed, got it all inside her car.
There's sometimes you just don't think about rolling down the window.
I don't think she had the time to think about it and process it, to be honest.
It should be, if you're barf mode,
the window should be down
for the air. You should be like a Dalmatian, like you should be taking on air. And being prepared for, like, especially if you've had apple pucker, which is like
what is
the
apple pucker?
It's like a schnapp. It's like a green. It's like
you like add it to stuff, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
or you can just make a straight up vodka apple.
Just shooting it straight. Oh, yeah, whew. It was disgusting. So now the smell of it makes me want to barf till this day, and it's been like 20 plus years.
Because you're never gonna get that smell out of your car. It's like rancid apple pucker barf smell.
My favorite part is how she said, like Aaron. Like, imagine now Aaron's claim
to fame. It's a common thing, I swear.
Trying to throw up in my car, you know, like Aaron.
Autumn.
Yay.
Barf.
Yay. Yeah, so I went to a bar and met some guy there, and we just started taking a couple of shots together, and then we proceeded to decide to go to another bar, and on the way there, we decided to smoke a little marijuana.
Oh, yeah, don't mix.
Yeah, I found that out real quick. We got there, and I remember sitting at the bar and putting my head down, and he got up to change the music, and I proceeded to just vomit all over the top of the bar.
Oh, wow. No.
His music choice was
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see him again?
She's gone. She's probably
hello?
Barfing.
We'll never know.
Celine?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Barf.
Yes. So, hi. This was a couple years ago now, but I'm pretty sure I had, like, cooked myself, like, a tikka masala lunch or something like that. Uh-huh. And I don't know what went wrong, but I was, like, on a dating app, and one of the most attractive, like, he was a model. He's from L.A. Like, it was, and I am like, oh, my God, this is happening. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit all over this man.
On the hot guy? Don't vomit on the hot guy.
Thank God I don't. I'm like, I literally say, excuse me, sorry, I gotta go vomit. And so I go to my bathroom and I vomit and I come back and it's like the walk of shame with my tail in between my legs.
Hey, baby.
Let's pick up where we left off.
Slackerwood.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh boy, this could go real bad. If you're just tuning in, there's not three of us, there's four of us.
Yep.
Erica is on the show. She's part of the experience here, and let's see if she knows the words.
Part of the experience?
I don't know. I hate the words, the Slacker Show. I've hated it from the
She's
day.
Part of the show.
I know, but like, I wanted, like, I was thinking, like, making it a Hendrix thing. Like,
she's part of the experience. Yes. You're right.
Here we go.
News. News.
No! She's not singing.
No! No! I don't know how to do
news.
It.
This is news or no.
Most of the time we just talk about meaningless crap on this show, and this is really no exception, but this is an area where it might have a little more of a news experience. Oh. News twang, news tinge.
Okay.
News.
Hard news.
Yes, hard news.
Mm. Accuracy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm throwing so this that's, out.
And then at any
Research
given point.
Research team, get back in here.
All right. At any given point, I can go, nope, and then you just got to stop your story.
Okay, well.
Because if it sucks or I just like, but I when was the last time I said nope? I think I said it to Tia because he's just got those little eyes. I just like to watch his little eyes like because he just gets so
the joy
sad.
Go
sad.
Away.
Yeah, okay. It's like, I can hear Sarah McLachlan playing in the background and I want to give money to puppies. Like when you say nope to him, it's like, I will remember you.
Okay.
Right, let's
How
let,
long has that been? It's still going.
I know, it could go forever, but let's let Erica have her first crack at news or nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You might Sarah McLachlan this, actually, almost, but Australia's favorite fugitive was rescued. Have you heard about the dachshund who was missing from its family for 529 days?
529 days!
That is 18 months.
Is this from Rent?
That was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to just fill you in.
That you've talked about it?
No, we haven't talked about it. I don't think we've talked about it.
That's a great slacker, actually.
What just happened there?
She's going to fit right in.
What was that?
I am a youngest sibling, and sometimes I have to go on the defense.
But I was just going to say.
That explains the wedgie on the way in.
Wow. That was aggressive. I'm just saying. We've had to break everyone on the show of this. I feel like you have a dachshund, right?
I do.
So then you're going to gravitate towards... I feel like that's what's happening here.
No, I feel like this is extremely crazy news.
Okay, well then tell us more about it because we haven't talked about it already.
Okay, well, Miss Valerie was missing for 18 months. Her family went camping. She went missing some point during the camping trip.
This is a tiny little wiener dog.
A tiny little wiener dog. I think she's a mini, if I'm being honest. And
isn't Australia
trip,
like the most dangerous place
in the same
on earth?
Sense as wiener.
Well, don't underestimate the wiener dog.
Okay, sorry.
But she went missing on the trip. They spent the whole rest of the trip trying to find her. Had to go home. They were on an island. They had to go back to the mainland.
Okay.
It's been a year and a half.
And the dog is, like, I'm serious. Everything in Australia is deadly.
Completely fine.
And it was just living
La Vida Loca.
Wow.
And she was running around. Don't ask me where that came from.
Okay.
And they started spotting her. Like, people who were visiting the island started spotting
this
dog.
She's like,
yes. And well, now she's back home safe.
She had the Rambo bandana on. She'd seen some things.
She must have, like, eaten and killed some things.
She would have.
She had
either
to.
Living with a tribe of, like, native, yeah. like, aboriginal people or something.
Well, we aren't familiar with, like, what's happening on this island, but I don't think so. They don't think that she was being taken care of by people.
There's no way a wiener dog could survive.
Yeah.
Do not underestimate my child.
I thought you were going to say, do not underestimate my wiener, and I was going to ask for that to become a sweeper by tomorrow.
I was going to say baby, but I led with child.
Thank you for your story.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know about you guys, but my whole TikTok For You page is full of videos from Katy Perry's tour.
Hold on, Aaron. I've been filming the side of your head this entire time.
Amazing.
All right, sorry.
Evening. Slacker's old, and he doesn't know how to use technology.
Just like my phone flipped. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
Katy Perry just started her tour, and I don't think anyone knows what's going on. Not her. Not her staff.
C is for cookie.
Are you running her tour? Oh my gosh, it all makes sense now.
What is going on?
Why did you play the Cookie Monster?
I didn't. I was trying to turn off the beep boop 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 sound.
It's
and I was
fine.
Trying to be discreet.
It's fine. T-Hack, what's your story?
I hit the button next to
the fourth member, Cookie Monster.
Wait, so sorry. I destroyed. Okay, sorry.
I actually have questions about the Katy Perry thing.
Yeah, let's
doesn't
go
she
ahead.
Have dancers not on the stage with her, but like on video screens?
Yeah. And she's
so I just
like,
saw the headline. Was the dancing, like the headline made it seem like her dancing was good. Was it bad?
No, it's giving nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's worse than Dua Lipa doing the pencil sharpener.
Well, I'm sure there's a version of
don't
like...
Don't ever.
I love her. She's number one on my list. But the pencil sharpener, and she even addressed it, and that's why she does it in her dance now, because she was like, yeah, that was bad.
We don't speak ill of Dua?
No, Dua's the queen.
Yeah. Yeah,
after Taylor Swift. Anyway.
Should we cut her some slack? She's probably still adjusting to gravity.
Okay, that's one of the theories.
So people, she's like, I can't dance.
People thought she was going to take the space thing and incorporate it into her concert.
No, that would be
but
bad.
Because she got so ridiculed
she had
for
to let
it,
that go.
She had to abort. Yeah.
The Daisy and the whole, yeah. She's
yeah. Still, yeah.
Okay.
See, is there time for TIAC? I guess there is.
Good evening.
Good evening.
To show how unbiased of a journalist I am, I don't even have Netflix, but I'll do this story on it just to show you.
You don't have Netflix.
No, Aaron's logged out of my out of my TV.
Because I canceled my subscription.
Yeah, so now I don't have
Neither of you have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
I gotta go. What?
I don't feel well.
Changes are coming to the platform.
Okay.
As they're introducing new dialogue-only subtitles. So I know we've talked about subtitles before. I think we're all
on board. Oh my God, I've never
that.
Heard of this, but
well,
I kind of love it.
Well, because there's a difference between closed captioning and subtitles. They have closed captioning, which then has all of the extra sound effects listed
and
or
it
whatever.
Also says their tone of voice.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Does it?
Said in a whimpering or whatever. Because I really
what
do.
What are you watching?
No. Like whenever somebody's dying.
Yeah, that's why I don't have it. It doesn't seem.
Can I save you all another movie? Because
yes.
I think I single-handedly shut down that stupid movie with, never mind. The Electric State.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Was I'm not even
Chris
familiar
Pratt?
With that.
Chris Pratt and the
It has
girl,
a whole massive cast.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Huge cast. You would and the guy who cooks who's got the glasses that you think
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci. Nailing it. Movie's the worst thing you'll ever do. I went ahead and tried out the new movie with the hot guy who plays Bane.
What are you talking
Tom
about?
Hardy?
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy is so
gorgeous. What movie
gorgeous.
Is this?
It's a new one. It's a Netflix movie. It's called Havoc. These guys, I'm just speaking to you now, Erica, because
yep.
Pete
they
and Repeat over
Netflix.
Here don't have Netflix.
Here's the problem with me. I don't really watch movies.
Mm. Yeah!
I'm an island!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Start talking? Yeah, I don't know. It's already happening.
Okay, well... I was curious if I could say this word on the air because something happened this weekend with my movers.
What's the word? I mean...
The word is lube.
Oh, God.
And we were moving this weekend. I moved from Salt Lake City. And I opened a box.
From Salt Lake City?
Thank you.
It sounds like every word she's saying now.
Literally, it's just like she's in here going, lube, 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 lube. She's
because
like
you can't get your mind off of it.
I can't. No, it's just like, because I'm so nervous that you said it, that you've become the teacher in Charlie Brown, like, lube, 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 lube. Like,
that's
you're just,
my worst nightmare.
It's okay. Okay, lube.
Okay. Well, no, but the question is, like, have you guys ever had movers? And then you open a box and you realize that they were involved in transporting something. Like, yeah. We open a box and there's KY jelly sitting on the top of the box. Now!
Did they pack it or just...
Yes, they, oh, okay. They packed everything. Oh,
like
well.
You gotta pack your own.
Yeah. Okay, okay, but you have to hear me out on this.
No. Name brand.
It actually isn't ours.
That's what they all God. Say.
No, it's for our dog. This is why
what?
I felt the need to explain this.
The number
this.
Of felonies no. that have happened
no, no.
so far.
Okay, okay. Nope. Do any of you
Get
have boy dogs?
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back
do
in a couple.
Do any of you have boy dogs?
Yes.
I had a boy dog.
I think so.
At
yeah,
times, like things happen with like the male anatomy of a boy dog and it gets caught on their hair.
I don't. Mm. I have to. I don't. That really?
Yes, and so we have had a emergency where we had to handle it and get it uncaught.
Do you understand that I use?
You've got one smooth talking dog. Like, go ahead and just grab that.
Can I have a quick aside?
Like, don't talk about Swanson like that.
He's tricking you.
I have a friend. I don't want to say who he is, but he owns a Mexican restaurant named El Jardin.
Okay.
I just want everyone to go in there and look him in the eye and tell him how stupid he is. He took his dog to the vet.
No, like
he wasn't
I know
watching
where this is going.
The dog. His wife is the one who takes care of the dogs.
Okay.
And he was like, she was traveling or something. Oh, and he was like, oh my God, his intestines are coming out. And it was like, he freaked out and it just was like there for an extended period of time. And so he like rushed
That's when
the
you
dog
would use-
to the... I don't think my first thought, even if I knew what it was, would be to grab my KY warming jelly yeah. that I have
well,
over in
the warming one.
I'd use generic in that situation.
Water based, silicone based.
Water based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I only know this because of the internet because we were so concerned about Swanson's male parts. And then I didn't ever tell my movers this. And so my movers think that they moved that. For my benefit.
Where was it with
It was
the
in the
dog?
Kitchen. Okay. It was in the kitchen.
Wow, they need one in every room.
These guys getting yeah. nutty.
I okay. like these guys.
Okay. Yeah. So what? No, I don't want to hear the process. Do you just fling the lube at the dog? Like, it just, okay. You it just goes back in with a little help from your friend.
Yep.
Okay. And so... Your face when you, did they open the box or did you open the box?
I opened the box. They were still there. And I asked my fiance, should we tell them why they packed this? And he was like,
the more.
I'm sure they've packed worse.
How much worse, you know?
Full boxes of lube. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Diddy's house?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's other people's problems. You got them, we'll fix them. And if you want to hear the old ones, they're all available on the Audacy app.
Yeah.
AUDACY.
Today we have Paige, and she's got some issues.
I got issues.
In her bedroom. So she's come to us.
I don't think we're mature enough for this.
I concur. Paige?
Hi.
Hi.
I don't think I'm mature either.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. All right,
yay,
we're good.
Welcome. Come on in. The water's warm. What's the problem?
Well, I kind of screwed up, and now it backfired, and now I need a little bit of advice.
Mm-hmm. What did you... try a new move? I'm like, the suspense is killing me. What
backfire? I haven't tried that.
Oh, goodness.
No! Stop Googling. Stop Googling. Everybody stop Googling. What did you try? What did you do?
I mean, it's not that I tried anything fun, you know, nothing like that. Basically, my husband and I, it's just kind of been a little dry lately. And it has to do with the fact that he had started staying up till like 1 a.m. playing video games. And you know, at first I was kind of like, okay, that's fine, whatever. But after he started doing that for a couple of weeks, every time he comes to bed, he tries to initiate, you know, good time.
After gaming? And after you've been
after
sleeping?
Gaming. Yes, at 1 a.m. Like, he'll wake me up, and maybe the first two times it was kind of like, ooh, fun. But now he just seems to be like, okay, cool, I get to stay up till 1 a.m., and then I'm going to come and wake you up no matter what you have planned, and then I get to go to sleep, and everything's great. And that just wasn't working for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could he boink you before he games? Sorry, I'm asking boy questions. Let me just be honest. I'm asking boy questions that I wouldn't have the courage to ask if I were in the relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't before gaming. But the thing of it is, it's not even about the act. There's like no romance in our relationship anymore.
Okay.
He plays games, and then he comes and wakes me up, and then it's like done. Good night. And I was feeling very, I don't know, taken advantage of almost, and not like that kind of way or anything, but just like not appreciated.
Yeah.
And so I was chatting with some of my girlfriends, and
oh boy,
you know, I'm not saying they're the best role models for relationships, but they gave me the advice to, you know, withhold what he's wanting at 1:15 in the morning. And I started to do that. And now he games until 3 a.m., doesn't come to bed until then, and there's nothing going on after
so
that.
You like the 1 a.m. tap on the shoulder, you did the or whatever a couple times, and now there's just he just doesn't even try.
Nothing. He doesn't try. Man. He doesn't come to bed earlier. And that's, I think, the main issue for me is that he just doesn't seem to care. He doesn't want to spend time with me, like good relationship time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I have a quick aside with the show?
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody listening who's got an OPP for future, you can always email them to the slackershow at alice1059.com.
Yes.
But let me save you from future ones. There's been a trend lately of OPPs where they start with advice from one of your stupid, stupid friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Just come right to us.
Come to us first.
The friends. Come on.
Your friends told you to withhold?
It's terrible, but when she was saying that, I was like, yeah, that's pretty toxic. You should do it. That was
you were going to give her the same advice? You were going to tell her to...
Yeah.
I was going to tell her to boink him before gaming, which I started to... But like...
I kind of get it. I get it. Like,
do you think his friends are saying, then yeah.
If she doesn't want it...
It's like a battle...
So
I don't know if guys think the way that girls think. Like if he's just totally unaware of the situation, is like, oh whatever, I'm sleepy now.
Let me get the phone number
like
in here.
He shouldn't get to play video games and then come and get video games.
Okay,
you know
wait
what I mean?
A minute. No, now you're playing a game.
So many games.
So you're hold on. 303-222-5423. You can text, you can call, and please do, but I want to lock you don't want him to win? Is that what you just said? Like,
well, now I don't because now I'm pissed.
Win what? Win what, Paige?
Win life. I don't know. Win, like, he's just getting his cake and eating it too. And I just get woken up and no romance, no cuddles.
I agree with you wholeheartedly that that's wrong. But now you've created something different. You're like, and if you were holding out because you were feeling unfulfilled, I'm okay with that. And I was prepared to make an impassioned plea on your part. But you just said the words, I don't want him to win. And I don't understand what you mean by win. Like,
I don't want him to get away with this behavior and not take accountability.
Like the behavior of
roll over,
of not having relations just to prove a point? Like, no.
Well, I was not having relations because maybe he would miss it. Maybe he would miss
me. I understand that, and I respect it. And as weird as it is, and as mad as I am at Aaron for wanting to suggest it, I get it as a tactic. But it seems like you're now in a gamer mindset. Like, you're like, hold on, what's my new strategy? Like,
well, yeah, I'm trying to play his game. And why does that make me the bad guy?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I just don't. I'm so sorry.
No, there
sorry.
Shouldn't. There shouldn't be a game. I understand what you're saying.
And I'm sorry. I'm hung up on that. But I was just like, I was so on her side right up until that word.
Yeah.
They're both playing. Excuse this phrase, but they're both playing hardball a little okay. bit, and they've got it because it's like, okay, well, you don't want to get it on at 1 a.m. Then I won't even ask. And it doesn't. I get what she's saying. It doesn't feel right.
And she's I get like, what he's doing.
Okay, back to the 1 a.m. Fine, you win. Like, that's how it feels, and
no,
that doesn't
yeah.
feel...
She shouldn't go back to that. I'm not saying she needs to regress okay. back to, like, that. No treaties have been signed. You don't... That's not your starting point. But, like, I don't... Here's the thing. I'm a guy, and I'm... It's I don't think you can relate to this, Tiek, because as you just have a healthy effing relationship, and I love it. I'm so happy for you. But thank if you. I get rejected, like, twice, I don't ask. And I'm talking about wife, like, mm-hmm. or I'm talking about
so you just
friends
wait
to come
then?
Over. Then I'm just like, well, yeah. Then it's like, well, then whenever you want to, you come to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
because it's a. I'm not going to keep initiating. How stupid am I? Like, you want to have a drink? You want to grab a drink? You want to like, I'm not going to keep saying you want to grab a drink. And when we know that grab a drink is.
Mm-hmm. But this isn't fair. Why does it have to be me just giving up on the things that I was upset about? And he didn't ask to spend time with me. So wouldn't I stop wanting to do that?
Yeah,
you're
I
right.
mean, if he is spending all of this time playing video games, like, we need to put parental controls on.
And again, as even a 15th side note, I want to grab him by the throat and shake him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you have a beautiful woman in your house who just wants to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Spend
and
time with you.
And you'd rather play a what, game
yeah.
first?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what makes me think, what's going on in the game?
Oh, Jesus.
He's with friends that play. Like, they have headsets.
Male friends?
Stuff.
Girl? Mm. Female? Because
It's males. I've been on and tried to play because I did that too. I tried
wow.
to get in and play with him so that I could actually be around him for longer. And it's all a bunch of dudes just like making fun of each other.
Yeah. And he'd rather do that than make sweet, sweet love to, like.
Oh, no, he wants both. He just
I know he wants both.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Paige. That's not fair.
Sweet love at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's definitely not fair. But you wouldn't yeah. want him to rush through it at 7 and go, honey, we're going to.
Well, because it doesn't feel like, oh, let's do it before and then just leave me for 8 hours afterwards. It's like, no, if we do it
yeah,
earlier, then maybe cuddle, maybe stay with me. Maybe we could watch a movie together. Like, we could keep this romance
he should
thing.
Stop gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but now this, your tactic, the no communicating and doing ultimatum-y weird stuff. Hey, everyone, look how it turns out.
Yeah.
Because now you don't feel like you can talk to him. He doesn't feel like he can talk to you. You're playing a game. He's literally playing games. And is he handling it, his desires, or is he getting it handled? Like,
right.
Paige?
Well, I don't think he's getting it handled anywhere else because he doesn't go anywhere but work, home, and to his game chair. So I don't know when he would have time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't, has he just, have you, he's just lost
gone
interest.
Dormant?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Paige, hang on. I didn't mean to be in a battle with you. I'm really sorry. And we're gonna find answers. Don't move.
I feel like this is actually a pretty common thing.
I don't know how, like, I do have an addictive personality, and I am so glad that the gaming bug never caught me. Cause like, but I mean, to imagine a world where you could, when you're 13 in gaming, you would burn your Xbox to the ground if a girl offered anything.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Then you're a 26-year-old man and you've got it flipped.
Yeah, I don't.
There's
I don't
a
get
26-year-old
that.
Girl in your bed, and you're like, "Bros, what time are we going to battle? What are you doing?"
I know. I don't get it at all. I can't relate.
Think back to your 13-year-old self and get your butt upstairs.
Right.
Okay. Paige is in the middle of the worst experiment in history. She withheld relations, and now it's just gone. If you've been here, how does she get it back and not lose? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Paige, who has... She's got a relations problem. Her husband would only come in and try to have relations after he gamed.
Until like 2 in the morning.
It was one. Look at you exaggerating already.
It was
already,
one, and Aaron. Then it was three.
It's three now that she cut him off.
Yeah.
How does he sleep? Like, how does he go to work? I don't understand how
gamers
he,
have
how
a different.
How is he alive?
I don't know.
Like the gamer friends that I've had are like, what are they like Halo or something? Is that one of the games?
I was
like,
just thinking about not getting it on. How are you?
No,
are you
I know.
I don't play video games.
I'm still so talking about issues. Not sleeping.
Yeah, come on, bro.
So she cut him off. Instead of talking to him, she cut him off from relations.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants to get it back, but you didn't talk. It's like,
yeah, and
you can't do the immature thing and now go like, what do I do? How do I re-mature this thing?
Did she say she's 26?
No, but I just, oh. You just kind of assume, if a dude.
Yes, I do assume, which also leads to the not talking.
Right, you're just, would you ever, do you use your relations as, obviously all of us do, especially the fairer, like as
what?
A bit of a bargaining chip?
No.
Do us girls
so occasionally use
relations as a bargaining
yes!
chip?
Don't act
no!
like you've never heard of this, Erica.
I've heard
it's
of
a real
it.
Thing.
No,
sure,
but...
by people who aren't Aaron and I.
Yeah,
you've never ever went like I really he I didn't feel heard when I asked for that bag.
No,
I knew I was gonna. As I finished the sentence,
what
I knew I was gonna burn
think
for it.
Of me,
I'm not you in gen, like that. You
sure? If
the
my
royal we
partner's being a bad person, I guess you would withhold it because you're not interested. But it's not about the game of it all, except for Paige.
It's about the game. For that's and then she's.
Well, now he's gonna win because now he's like no,
because you already know I went off on her
I know,
and you're trying
but
to trigger
but it
me.
Does, I get what she's saying. It's like he didn't change at all. He just like quit. He rage quit the game. There's a little gamer terminology.
He rage quit his own.
Yeah. And now it's
marriage?
Like, oh, now, okay, I guess we'll just get it on again. That doesn't seem fair either. He's got to stop
but
playing video games.
But she turned off. You can't go, well, the shower's not on anymore because I turned it off and be like, well, somebody's got to turn it back on. You turned it off. You have to turn it back on. She did this. She,
well,
he contributed, but...
She wouldn't have to have done it if he wasn't
oh, here we
gaming
go.
Till
yeah.
1 a.m.
Okay. I'm just going to go to the phones because now okay. I don't want to talk to anybody in the room.
Finally.
Justin?
Yai.
Yai. You've been through this.
I'm a 33-year-old gamer. I'm actively going through it with my wife right now, and I can tell you that withholding isn't the answer because that pushes us more into gaming because we're getting that social connection with our friends online. We're gaining that emotional, so
social
we're getting kind of that emotional. Yeah,
it's
we're getting that emotional
same.
Connection from our friends when we're talking smack to each other through a gaming chair and through the headset.
How late do you stay
what
up?
I would say.
And what else are you doing with these friends?
We just talk to each other. Pardon my language.
But how late do you stay up doing that?
2 a.m., 3 a.m.
And what time do you get up for work? Because I'm assuming you, being an adult, have a full-time job.
5 a.m., 6 a.m., yeah.
How do you, how are you alive?
You know, caffeine. But outside of that, last week my wife put on some nice marriage clothes and came out and unzipped her hoodie and said, hey, it's bedtime now. And I said goodnight to all the boys. So...
well, okay, absolutely. I was going to suggest that Paige maybe makes a move.
That's, yes.
But...
Yeah, but she can't now because she would lose.
Not if she makes the move at 9 p.m. rather than at 1 a.m. Like, we can't be doing this when it's on his terms.
But what if she makes the move at 9?
I was
in the middle
of a match. I was in the middle of a match. She comes out. I turned the game off. I didn't care about what the other guys thought or what they were doing.
I don't think Paige's husband's going to bounce out of a match.
Yeah. You got to get him before he turns it on the first time, just before he even starts playing.
Okay. Thank you, Justin. Good luck gaming. I am so glad I never got into it. Oh, my God. Jill? Jill?
Yay.
What do you think Paige should do?
Well, I'm not really sure I have advice, but my first thought is, do we really think he's gaming at this time?
Allegedly. Justin
just
said...
What else does he do? So he's in the other room doing what?
Well, Justin just said he games till 2.
Right?
I'm so, just saying...
Yeah. I find it odd, like...
Porn?
Because he said, I get the same emotional connection. And it's like,
well, that's why I said, what are you doing with your
buddies? No, you don't, dude.
You're getting, I'm not different.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but it's
someone,
like,
someone did.
You don't think he's watching porn?
No, I don't. I don't, because my son, I'm not trying to be weird.
Or girlfriend. But
I have an 18-year-old son and he games and they do. They just talk smack with, it's like a camaraderie that we don't know. Like, you don't know a TAC, and I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, but you don't have any guy friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of sex instead. So you know what? I'll take it.
What were you going to say, Aaron?
Someone did text, they're not fighting against each other. They're fighting for their marriage. Let the marriage win.
Yeah, ooh. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a guy here who's so knee-deep in this that he's needs VD.
Voice disguiser.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Ken?
Yeah.
Hey,
you are disguised. Do you have advice for Paige?
Yeah, she needs to communicate with him more. At the end of the day, she wants to be appreciated and doesn't want to feel like a piece of meat.
The man wants to feel like a piece of meat?
She doesn't want to feel like that.
I understand that, but she didn't communicate. That's the problem here. Like, if Erica rolls her eyes at me one more
time. I didn't roll my eyes!
It's like, yes, he started it.
The answer is communication. That's a healthy relationship. T-Hack would know. In fact, all of us over here might know.
Oh!
Over here being me, Aaron, and T-Hack.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
No.
Come on, everybody, join us in the chant. We're number one.
I don't like this.
I can't celebrate that.
Well, you just moved here, Erica, so congrats. Your relationship is on the outs.
How long
have you been engaged?
I've been engaged just under a month.
Yep. Congratulations. No.
Thank you so much. Are we still in that phase?
How long do we have to keep doing that congratulations?
Well, you guys don't ever have to do it again because you've already done it.
Okay.
But
nobody knows, like, because you're new on the show, so nobody knows that we did it, so we all had to do that one there.
Oh, I don't think T-Hack and Slacker just did it. Aaron did it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
You said I did it already.
Do it for the people who are listening.
Congrats. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
The text line is 303-222-5423. Text this person who you don't know. Congratulations.
No,
on her.
Don't do that. That's weird.
Nope. Or just congrats. Mm-hmm. Don't you love it when you do congratulations on your iPhone? It just automatically does the bubbles.
The confetti.
The stuff. Yeah. Oh, confetti. You're right.
Yeah.
I always get so impressed when my dad does. I'm like, how did he figure that out? I'm like, oh, it's automatic.
It's auto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colorado, number one for cheaters.
Can I make a request?
Nope.
Can people, now I'm going to do it anyway. Can people call or text and just tell us the stories of positive, happy, good relationships that haven't involved cheating?
Okay, so you're new to the Slacker Show. We don't do the positive.
You couldn't even say the word.
Are you trying to bring positive?
What about happy? Can you say happy?
They're two of the seven deadlies.
I can say unhappy. Does that help? Okay. No, I just think I'm trying to figure out why we cheat so much here. Do you think it's because
I'm kind of surprised.
Hot? Like I'm lumping us in. I'm a native of Colorado, but I don't think like I'm hot. But I think it's there's hot people here.
Do you think there's hotter people here than like Los Angeles?
I think it's a different version of hot.
Like a real person hot, not like a fake person.
Yeah, not fake hot.
Yeah, I think real person hot is here. Because I don't know if you know, we have a lot of like bachelorette contestants here. I'm not even joking.
The reality show.
Yeah, yeah. They love going to Denver. They love picking out the circle is,
and
or not.
Love is Blind?
That one, yes.
They're from Denver too?
Well, the next season. Oh. Like, so Denver's a hot area.
You're just finding this out?
Where have
I
you
knew
been?
This before
I don't
I moved.
Watch Love is Blind. Is that the, what's that? Which, that's not the, oh no, sorry. I was thinking of the Spectrum one.
You were thinking of Love on Spectrum.
That's another good one though.
Netflix just hit me hard with it and I almost
so
clicked
good.
On
you
it.
You should. It's
you
so good.
You haven't watched it?
Never.
It's so
but
wholesome.
But this guy was like, I have quite a few friends with varying degrees of being on the Spectrum and their kids sometimes profoundly and whatever. And it was just, it feels, please don't be mad at me for saying this because I'm the worst. Everyone who listens to the show thinks I'm the worst person. It feels very exploitative. Like, Because this person was like, the guy was going like, I like country music. And she's like, I too like country. And she was just like kind of talking and like not making eye contact. And I'm like,
well, that's how they connect.
I know, but like.
I'm with you because I've never seen it either. It feels like putting a camera in their face, like, is that helping them?
No, the opposite. Like, they have sensory overloads and you're like made a show about it.
But they work with them. They're not saying, sit down, say this line. It's very.
Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's been the same producer, Kian, this whole time. He,
oh
like,
my
has,
God, nerds. And Eric is just like, oh, yeah, Eric, testify.
No, they do such a good job. They do such a good job respecting boundaries, making sure everyone's comfortable. They go on the dates and say, like, are you okay? What can we do for you?
Oh, so
like,
they coach them through it. Okay, I didn't know that.
And they also do bring in a coach.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
It's not.
I should watch it.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
I think 3.
Oh my God, that's too much.
You could also watch the Australian one. Yeah. I think there's only 2 seasons.
Okay.
Anyway, cheaters.
Sorry. Back to the cheaters. Yeah. I think, yes, I think to Aaron's point, so many bachelorette, like, so you get here and you're already kind of hot. And then, like, I'm thinking of that Chase dude who came to Children's Hospital, which was great for him to come there. But then he immediately gravitated towards the service dog and took a bunch of thirst trap pictures with that. Grabbed TX baby, took some thirst trap. Like,
you let someone grab your baby and take thirst trap?
It was fine.
It's bro code. You got to let him try it.
You got to get a social footprint as quickly as you can. I thought it could boost his numbers.
But so I think that's one of the reasons. I think that's, and we're like, to go back to the point of pretty, we're fit pretty, not like plastic surgery pretty. Because everybody here hikes or mountain bikes or kayaks or like, ugh.
Just, or do you think people are just like scumbags?
No, and we're like.
I think it's a mix, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we're young, too. I think Denver is definitely a hub of everywhere else around. I mean, because I'm like, I know a lot of people from Iowa who moved to Denver. There's like certain places where you want to move to in Denver. So I think.
But Iowa people, you guys didn't even make the list.
I know.
Of unfaithful
people. So because it hasn't changed.
The cheaters go to a.
Oh, they come here.
Yeah.
Because you can't cheat there.
Right.
I just think it's weird that North Dakota's number 2, though.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
Oh, that's right. They do. It's also like the meth capital, I think.
Okay.
So you do meth or you screw around with people. So do you feel weird, Erica, having moved here with a brand new fiancé?
Brand new.
And like, because this is...
He better not mess around.
What about you?
Oh, I would never. And actually, I know he would never, too. We're pretty annoying like that.
You are?
Yeah. Get ready to get
used
to it.
But you haven't been, you're in Temptation Island right now.
Yeah, what were you calling Denver before? It had a name I never heard.
Menver.
Menver.
You're Menver's saying there's more men than women here?
Or the men are of good quality? I think that's more what it is.
Okay,
you're a married man. You're not in this.
Come on, fellas.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. Not that I'm getting married again. Okay.
Okay.
Thank God.
But applications are open.
They're not.
We've had a lot of people reach out. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Send them. We'll sift through them.
Yeah. Reach out about what?
Wanting to date you.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. I don't answer them because I don't know what to say. Sorry. Should I forward them to you?
Oh, no.
Nobody reached out till I said I was done. That's when people started reaching out.
Exactly.
You got to play hard to get.
No, I'm not playing hard to get. I'm just done. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it feels like you're playing hard to get.
You don't think I can do this? You don't think I can go cold turkey, zero? I'm not doing that on purpose. It's just happening. But it's like, no, I'm embracing it. I'm like, I'm all in.
I haven't even known you that long. And I believe that within the next 6 months, you're going to be in a full-blown relationship.
How? It would have to have a beginning.
Okay.
And I don't know where the beginning would happen.
You never do. That's the whole point of meeting someone. Oh my God.
I know, but I'm like, but I'm actively avoiding situations where I might meet someone.
Okay.
And then, so how would I meet someone? They would have to be
literally
to
in the grocery store.
Yeah,
but
you're
I get them delivered now.
You're not avoiding that. That's only for now. That's not going to be for forever.
Yeah, I can. Why can't it be? I mean, we'll probably end up doing a live at 5
Boom.
Or something. No,
your
but
next wife
just like,
is going to show up.
I'm This is the real thing I wanted to talk about was wives or engagement. I just, like, I got asked the question, if I were to get in another relationship, would I get in a long-term relationship or get married again?
If
For the record, my mom has also asked, is Slacker going to get married again? I don't think he should. Oh. She's a divorce attorney, though. So maybe she's saving you.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Yeah. She doesn't want the business?
I'm gonna flip
not
around.
This time.
Does it say anything? Does it say kick me or anything?
No,
like
I don't.
Because these two are just...
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I am. I truly am.
There's a news story. Tiak, do you want to help me?
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes.
a news story about a dude. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different news stories that I want to approach as it relates to getting engaged. And I'm sure that Erica just wants to jump in and talk about her engagement.
I'll tell you anytime, any minute.
The ring is stunning.
Thank you so much. Yeah. He did a great job.
I've been like,
do you
want to
hear about it more, Soccer?
What's it like being in love?
Good.
She's glowing.
This is so uncomfortable. It's like the three of you are all kind of happy right now. And I'm just over here just... This sucks. I don't like
Wait,
this.
This is a choice you made by saying, I'm not doing this anymore.
True.
No. The universe told me it's not happening. So I was like, message received. I'm out.
No, I bet there were times that, I don't know about T-Hack, but I bet there were times Aaron felt like it wasn't happening. There were times I felt like it wasn't happening. And then guess what?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. Because it's that trope. Like, you'll happen when you're leaving. No, it doesn't.
I met my fiance at an airport bar. It was when I was least expecting it.
No, but that's why I go to airport bars. I book flights and like I'm trying too hard.
That's
my problem
your
is,
problem.
Okay. All right, here's the story. This dude wants to marry his girl, can't afford the ring, so he is doing whatever he can to earn the money. He's trying to like crowdfund it. He's doing what he is calling like this interpretive art piece.
Because he is a performance artist.
This is Ham we're speaking of.
He goes by Ham.
His name is Ham? Okay.
He goes by Ham.
He's standing on like a street corner in New York City in his underwear.
Okay.
And taking donations. I'm going to say for the...
You're not even playing anything? You're just...
Just standing there.
He's got a rocking bod. But throw him a couple bucks.
He does have a decent bod. It's not like... It's not... God, who did the latest underwear ad that everybody was just like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pedro Pascal?
No, Irwin, Robert Irwin.
What?
No,
isn't
not?
He like 14?
He's 20. The Crocodile Hunter's son.
No, that's not who. Yeah. Like, you were lusting over somebody else.
The guy
else,
from the
like,
bear.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, the guy from the bear.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like,
I went to the Calvin Klein store and he's just huge.
It wasn't just that you've been thinking about it.
No. I didn't go, actually.
It is his lock screen on his phone. So his whole point with his art piece is that, like, you're comfortable looking at the dude from the bear on a billboard, but when he's just standing there in his underwear, it's less comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because people walk by and go, like, man, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm not doing anything any different than the guy right behind me.
Well,
and people
it is
are,
weird.
No, it's not. I think
it's more pathetic to do that.
Why?
Because you're begging people for money in your underwear.
You're asking for people for money when you're standing there. The guy on the bulletin or the billboard, whatever, got paid to do that.
Mm.
Okay, well, he just wants paid. Like, I just think the real...
Your talent, take your skill, do something better with it. If you're trying to get an engagement ring, I don't know. It just feels kind of weird to me
that. You wouldn't... If this was your man, everyone here's got a man, even T-Hack... And he got down on one knee, handed you this gorgeous ring, and then you found out he did it by busking or doing performance art or whatever you want to call it. You don't want the ring.
I don't mind busking.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
No, because he's just standing there. He's just standing there.
That's his busk. Yeah. He can't play guitar. His busk is he looks good in boxers.
I would rather get like a silicone ring.
Are we sure he looks that good? I'm trying to find him. Because,
I was looking too. I can't find him.
It's not bad. I
just
at
wait.
Him.
You found him?
This
wait
feels
to
more
propose.
Like crowdfunding than actually earning anything. It feels like, but it just, I just don't think women like that. I don't think women would find that attractive in like,
it's not
this
romantic.
Is going to be my husband. He's going to like be a provider and all this stuff. He's out there just begging people for money in his underwear. That's a turn.
Does
I think
it matter
turn
where
off.
The money comes from?
Yes. What's going to happen after you're married? He's going to have to stand in his underwear every day.
Like
the underwear gets smaller and smaller eventually.
Does he get bigger and bigger?
Wouldn't you rather have a life partner who's willing to do whatever it takes Do not roll your eyes at me, young lady. Erica just broke her face. What? I'm being totally serious. I think it's so funny because, like, this is a weird sideways analogy, but we've talked about it on the show before where it's like, oh, these people walked up and handed a church like $10,000. And they're like, we here at Shotgun Willie's just did a car wash. Here you go. Well, I'm sorry, that's a strip club. We can't take your money. And it's like, what are you talking about? We just wash cars. It doesn't matter. We wash cars with our boobs. And like, that's how we raised a bunch of money.
Okay, well, I don't want an engagement ring bought from boob wash cars either.
Why?
You may have flipped me to your side, actually. I'm interested.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about engagement rings, and everyone in the room is wrong except me.
Because you would accept an engagement ring from a man in his underwear. When I put
Pretty
it that
much
way.
The number of things. I would want a life partner who would be willing to do anything to make sure we can have the finer things.
Which I agree, I appreciate, but don't put yourself like in a vulnerable place for that. Like, let me help you then. Let us work together. Mm. I don't want you to...
Well, let's get married, no ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the ring that important then at that point?
Well, you're the one who just got engaged. Is the ring that important?
It was pretty important.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we know we have to do it.
He didn't go on the corner in his underwear and to get it.
But I know we were going to move on to the next topic, but let me just say this. He is a guy who stands on the corner. He is a performance artist. What?
But he's always in his underwear?
No. Mm-hmm. He's just trying something. His current piece of performance art is in his underwear and he's trying to raise money. This particular time he's saying,
I don't know what it is. It just feels kind of pathetic to me. And I wouldn't want that attached to the ring. I wouldn't want that as our future.
Okay.
And I have no problem with like relations work. Get your bag. I don't care. But when it comes to something that foundation.
You'd rather have him sleep with other women.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying if there is.
She definitely didn't say that.
Well, but she's saying relations work if he's a sex worker. I'm sorry. I'm like saying the S word.
No, I'm saying if, like your example of shotguns donating, I have no problem with that. If that's your income, that's your income. I don't care. But if my significant other was just standing in his underwear, I wouldn't like that.
Okay. What if he gave you a fake ring? Because that's the next thing.
How fake are we talking?
Will
it turn my finger green?
If the metal's good, let's say it's white gold or whatever, so the metal's still good. It's not made of whatever you buy.
Ring pop?
Yes.
Right,
So it's still good metal, and the diamond is like super shiny. Like some of the, like I don't know the names of the, I know the old one was CZ, right?
Yeah, that's like what we would wear in our ears. You had your ears
when
pierced,
you were pretending.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, when we were like younger and we had like little earrings in.
That's
like,
what
they weren't diamonds.
Yeah. No, and I think I hate to throw Tiak under the bus, but he was kind of like one of those basketball players. And like, mm-hmm. I guarantee you, all you boys had both ears pierced and put, like, pretended you had diamond studs. Yeah, look at your face. Yes.
He got him done at Claire's.
I did. I got,
because he almost passed out, right? Am I remembering?
No, it's because all my friends would just be at a party and a girl would have a nail gun, piercing
gun.
Oh,
no.
And they'd just get him there.
How old were you?
Like in high school. Oh. I wasn't invited to those parties. I heard they were great. So I went and got them professionally done. And then mine got infected.
So the party ones.
So they're closed.
They
so
are
we
now.
We can't put an earring through them anymore.
I wore them for like, no, probably not.
But you wore fake diamonds.
For sure, yeah. The big square ones. But
did you still have swag when you, like, were you walking around like, look at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're like it's real.
So different. T-Hawk's like committing to a life of wearing earrings, and we're like committing to a life of marriage.
Oh, so it matters how much money we spend.
No!
Oh, it sounds to me, Erica, like that's exactly what you're saying.
No, it doesn't matter how much money.
Yeah, it does, because you wanted to make sure it's authentic. Otherwise, if you look down at your left hand, why am I looking at my right hand? If you look down at your left hand and go, oh my God, look at that. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What difference is it?
Do it like 10 times a day.
Great. So what if that wasn't real?
It is real.
How do you know?
Because I saw the paperwork to get it insured. Because that's the thing you got to do these days.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, faking a diamond is the easy part. Faking paperwork's real hard.
Show me the paperwork before I say yes.
Like,
show
legit,
it to me.
Was he down on one knee and you're like, hold up?
No.
Was the appraisal like a guy standing there with a little loop in his eye? Like, hold on, hold on. Like, how did...
I know the jeweler that he went to.
Mm.
Which is even more gross and which more really suspect. Giving, like,
my daddy owns the bank or something.
What are you... But you would be upset if it was fake.
I'd be upset if it was CZ. Because that's like plastic.
It's not.
If you can get it at Claire's, shouldn't be an engagement ring.
You can buy CZ at Zales, probably. It's still in a mall. But it's still a jeweler. There's jewelers in malls.
Of course there are. Yeah. That's fine.
So he can get it at a mall jeweler, but he has to like, what's the other fake diamond?
Moissanite.
Yeah. Is it still fake?
It's not a diamond.
It's not a diamond. It's a level up. I'd be totally fine with that.
Mm. Is that the one that, is it man-made? Like they make, okay.
So is CZ.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it is. Like, I don't...
But CZ, it's shinier. It's just more realistic looking.
It's an actual gemstone.
No, I'm just...
I don't... CZ, once you take the sticker off, you remove the Claire's packaging. You can't tell.
Thank you. That's you all can't I'm tell. Saying. I am...
People thought my dad owned the bank when I had those earrings in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So this weekend, I got to go to a wedding. My kind of sister-in-law got married. It was great. It was beautiful.
Where was that?
San Diego. Oh. Because they went to school there. It was really cute. That's how they met. Oh. Real nice bringing everyone together.
Okay.
And I am a big crier. We all know this. I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay.
Get the tissues.
Are you going to cry now?
No.
Okay.
It's never a firm no with Aaron. She's
Erica,
flexible.
You don't know this. You haven't been around Aaron enough.
Right.
But there are times where, because I just like a wah, wah, and I spew stuff, and then I look at her, and you can just see it, like the little, don't.
And nothing's happening right now.
But I know, and but no, like little pools start in the bottom, yeah. And like sometimes I've just got the bat out, and I'm hitting the little baby seal, and I don't realize that I'm hitting the baby seal.
Like you're being mean to her?
No, it's just like you don't realize you're hitting a hot button.
Right, okay.
Like
I get it,
right? Or just like before my dad died, I'd be like, "Oh, my dad, this, that, my dad, that," and then she would just like sit there quietly with the little pools and go, "Like my dad's been dead since I was."
Right. I would say, like, I remember one specifically because you were upset. You were in an argument with him. I was like, "I wish I could have an argument with my dad."
It's just,
but I also love dark jokes like that.
It's
why I just avoid talking to Aaron.
But okay, this is my point. So I'm a big crier. The last wedding that I went to before this one, I was a plus one. I didn't know the bride, didn't know the groom.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna cry at that.
I was bawling so hard before the bride even walked down, I had to put on sunglasses.
Wait, why would you cry for people you
don't know?
Had you met them?
Like once or twice before.
Okay.
So I was expecting to be a complete mess at this one. This was my sister. I didn't shed a single tear.
What?
The Slacker Show. Slacker specifically has ruined me.
Nope.
Yeah.
You
specific.
Did that.
Nope.
Him
yeah.
specifically. No. Nope. So Erica, what? Brace yourself. I used to be happy.
Oh no. Wait. I don't know if you crying a lot actually means you used to be happy.
Yeah. How? I do get emotional at weddings though.
I do too. Yeah.
I love love.
He loves it so much that he gets divorces constantly. This is what I mean.
What just happened?
I literally did not shed a single tear at the ceremony, and it was was beautiful. The bride was stunning. Like the whole chapel
like
was
the
gorgeous.
You saw her the first time. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Looking at the groom and his first look. Nothing.
That's the one that gets me for sure. Yeah. I will never.
He was shaking, and I saw him say, "Oh my God."
When I stood up, like my second one was just at the house. No, it was just at the house and we picked out the dress together and blah, I knew. But like, my first wife, I didn't know what she was going to wear.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. And then when she stood there, it was like that. The ugly, like the,
yeah.
Like it hit me like, and it was like, oh my, like I did the same thing. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm just up there just.
So you didn't cry for your second wife?
No, because we were just in my house.
Isn't she the mother of your children?
Yes, but that's
yes.
You don't cry on second wedding. Let me just fill you
what
in, Erica.
At the third?
Don't the go there. Don't go there.
I can go there if I want. The second one is less.
No, my sister just got married for the second time.
It's
all of us sobbing
because you hated the first guy.
We didn't hate him.
Then why did you cry for the second one?
We liked him more.
Okay. Wow. Did they do the whole thing again?
The whole thing.
Wow. That's his first wedding, her second.
Yeah, but it's just pretentious. You've already had one. We don't have to.
Only one of them had one.
I know.
Exactly.
Did you buy her a present?
For sure.
No. I'm sorry. You just don't. It's like your second kid. You can't have a baby shower for your second kid.
You can have a sprinkle.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Oh my God,
yeah,
make up
sprinkle.
New words. That dry, like baby moon.
You love Schitt's Creek.
You're a boy. You don't have the baby. You don't get to say.
You don't even shower.
Okay, explain to me in small words, Aaron, how I could have made you not love.
I wear black all the time now.
Oh, jeez. That's
as currently evidenced. Yeah.
So that's my fault.
Yeah.
So I've influenced you into becoming an unhappy, non-cry.
I wouldn't say that I'm not happy, but I'm just tougher,
if you could
harder.
Get up onto the roof right now, would you?
Yes.
And would you fling yourself off of it?
Oh
my God.
She talks
guys.
About it every
in a joking
right.
way.
Serious.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We could take her to the Denver Mint. That'd
What's
be fun.
The Mint?
Where they make money? Oh my God, are you the... How did Erica pass the interview process is my question.
You guys all passed me.
We must not be paying her. She doesn't
That's
know.
True.
Don't say anything.
I was hammered when we interviewed you. Hammered. So there's a couple questions on the table right now. There's a story out about how people in Chicago, like an armored truck spilled a few $100,000. Okay. My question for the room and for anybody who wants to text in at 303-222-5423, how would you not grab the cash? Everybody in this room would grab the cash, right?
No.
Jesus, Erica.
What?
I want to say
no. No, because you have too much cash.
I'm just swimming in it. No, I just think that I would be trying to help them clean it up because I would feel bad.
Cash. It's cash.
I know, but yeah. Isn't someone standing there with like a rake trying to clean it up?
I think the truck was gone.
Yeah.
So the money fell off the back. If there's just money mm-hmm. floating in the air, like you'd go, oh, let me help clean. That's your first thought.
No, you're going to pull a Harry Potter and try to grab the letters. Like,
oh.
You know, when he gets his acceptance letter and you're just jumping for joy, grabbing, you know?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Aren't you afraid of like going to prison?
For what? Grabbing free cash floating
it's
on the-
It's not free cash. That truck
is it free
person
right
was th- dumb. Mm-hmm.
At that moment, is it free? Is the cash just floating
yep.
in the air?
Yep. Yeah, it's free. Thank you. Just
no.
laying there. And it's cash. It's the most untraceable thing ever. It's cash. It's literally why we
That's
use cash.
That's what I'm so confused about, because all bills have numbers. So when it comes to like armored trucks, do they account for every single, like, I truly don't know. Do they
Are
know?
Are you sure that dollar bills have numbers on
well,
them?
Well, I'm assuming
this
it's
is, this
hundreds.
Is, oh, by the way, if you're keeping up, this is what started the conversation that happened just before we came on the air. Erica's unaware of the serial numbers on money.
Why would they have, they retire money when it breaks.
Retire.
Oh, I'm sorry, money bags. You have a $100 bill. I don't see a serial number.
Right
it's
here.
That.
What is this? That's
that,
a serial.
That right there is a serial number.
Yes, and they all have
I
one.
I don't think they're scanning it like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I truly don't know.
If there's $300,000
well,
in there,
the
so somebody
what's the point of the serial
down,
numbers?
What?
What's the point of the serial numbers if
no,
they don't
it's
track
a great
them?
Question.
Well, I think they could.
I don't know.
But I don't think there's some dude with an Excel spreadsheet at Loomis. Is that who did it?
Yeah, I think whatever they could track drinks. You eventually, but if you just take the money and go spend it as cash at a gas station or something, like then it's just out of
dude,
your hands.
How would they track you? There's no way they knew the serial numbers of all that money. There's
no,
no
but if there's cameras around oh, where man. The money was
and they're
spilled,
gonna zoom in on the
they
serial
might. No, what? on the people.
Oh. See, I don't want to go to prison.
Why don't you want to, first off, you're not going to go to prison, but why would, like, girl prisons are easier.
I'm very afraid of breaking rules.
Have you seen Orange is the New Black?
Yes. Oh my God. We're having 17 different conversations right now. You honestly believe they're going to catch you?
I think they would absolutely attempt to.
What would it take? What could be sitting on the side of the road that you would grab?
A puppy. Yeah.
What valuable...
Puppies are valuable,
but you know what I'm saying. Like if you were walking down the street and there was like...
Well, the other day cards? I said that there was like an Amazon package on the ground and I didn't get it.
Why not?
I don't know what it is.
It's lost.
What if it's... I don't know.
What if it's what?
What if it's dumb? Clippers. What if it's something I don't need?
You, like, who doesn't need more toenail clippers?
Everyone.
Like, no, you just get them and then sell them on Craigslist. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they're coming. They're not coming after you. Anytime you've gotten like a car broken into or anything, I remember fingerprints used to be like very scary when you're in high school and you're doing bad stuff.
You thought they actually fingerprinted stuff.
And then it's like, no, we don't even have that.
They don't.
We don't do that here.
Literally, my truck got broken into. They stole like my stereo. They stole a bunch of stuff out of my truck. Ooh. They left a screwdriver and a Coke can.
Mm, I think it was saliva. DNA.
They didn't do the DNA test?
They didn't.
No, because it's just a car break-in. They don't want to waste the resources on it.
How's that a waste of resource?
It was like a Kenwood.
It was a Kenwood deck with the removable
That's
face.
That's why.
It was like, no, it was like, so I'm just.
What CDs did you have in it, sir? Before we get too deep down this.
I think it was Michael Bolton, if I'm being
honest. Okay, we're good. Wrap it up.
All right, so I really have to know. Tiak is on the right moral compass.
Yeah, you grab it.
The two women on the show, hundreds of thousands of dollars, not enough. What, other than a puppy?
Well, I'm not going to get all the hundreds of thousands of dollars if I'm just taking a scoop and running.
How much is a scoop of, like, Brink's money is probably hundreds.
That's, I was wondering, yeah.
Yes.
So just grab a bunch, yeah. Even if there are other people, even more. There's a mob of people.
You're not going down.
No, but they have your plates if there's cameras. Like, I would.
She's got a good point.
I'm trying to be smart now, but I feel like in the moment, I would probably take some. And then I'd return it because I would feel guilty.
How much time are you doing for taking $80 off the road?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that shows that air travel just isn't what it used to be.
Oh, boy.
What's up with these...
We used to get dressed to get on planes.
Okay.
We used to wear fancy hats.
Yep.
Did you guys know that you can't just test drive any car?
What? Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Well, according to a man in Florida,
let's go!
He was denied the chance to test drive a BMW. Can't even say it.
Sound the words out.
The letters.
BMW.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, B is a word also. Erica, stop side eyeing
me. Wait, I'm sorry. You didn't think that BMW was you? Okay, go ahead.
He was denied the chance to test drive a fancy car
over
having bad credit. So he said, you know what? I'm really angry. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take this car and drive it through.
Drive it through?
Wait, I thought he wasn't in the car.
He figured it out. I haven't read the whole story yet, but he...
So it's stupendously stupid stories, so we don't always know much of it. Are you saying he was in the showroom?
Like, yeah, he like tried to sideswipe the keys to one of the cars. Salesman stopped him. I think it like got into his own car and then drove into the dealership, causing $60,000 of damage.
Yeah, that's not good.
Only $60,000?
I know,
right? That kind of
feels low. BMWs don't seem as expensive anyway.
Yeah, maybe I should go get one.
All right.
He was arrested and charged with grand theft auto, criminal mischief.
All right, let's hear about air travel, shall we?
Yeah, my story is out of Chicago, where a woman got...
Hold on, we got to at least attempt it.
Yeah.
Are they the hot dogs?
That's your
Chicago. Hot dog, get your hot dogs.
That's what you got for Chicago? The brain trust that is Erica and Aaron came up with hot dog? Okay, no, I get it, but they have an accent. It sounds like
they go to Clayes.
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 Yeah. Okay.
They go to Clayes.
Chicago. Hot dogs.
This is going swimmingly.
Yeah, my woman got on a Southwest Airlines flight.
Oh, are we sure we should have said the exact airline that was? Okay,
yeah, it's fine.
Northeast Airlines.
Okay,
she got on and she immediately took her clothes off.
Oh,
I'm
like
just gonna make myself at home. But that wasn't good enough for her. She also pooped on her seat. And that's a direct quote from the story.
Okay.
As the plane landed.
And was nude?
Yes, and was nude.
Well, you don't want to get any on you.
Not a lot of complaints on the first part. But then the next part, okay, now a lot of people hitting the call button.
I'm just going to, okay. Because yeah. Southwest has really radically changed their fees, so I kind of get it.
Oh, yeah, maybe she was angry.
Yeah.
At Northeast.
North, yep.
Yeah.
These bag fees are just killing me.
Police were called to Chicago's Midway Airport. The woman was quoted as saying, "I just flew in from Chicago, and boy, am I pooped." Also, my
arms. I'm so mad I laughed.
I know. Yeah. You gotta get better at that.
Also, it's my just... arms are tired.
Also, she didn't fly in from Chicago. She flew into Chicago. Actually,
oh,
I'm
she
not
number
sure.
two'd Chicago.
Oh, you were as little Gracie Allen on that one. All right, those were all the stupid people we could find. One more. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.